you got Millsy in here. We're going to let you unload a little bit. And Millsy is, you know, the most...
level-headed of the sportscasters. Smooth.
Most knowledgeable.
We're hoping he goes insane!
Unload on Millsy.
All
Ravens
over him.
Yep. Lose. What was the final?
24-16. Could have been 24-6. Oh, what was another stat I heard? No touchdown for Flacco in 11 quarters.
11 quarters.
11 quarters of football.
Here's the amazing thing. Jerry Sandusky and the network announcers in a commercial break right before his first interception said, "Hey, Joe has just broken the record, franchise record.
Yeah,
176 passes.
He threw two. That was hilarious.
There you go.
So, yeah, they're even saying that, like, oh, God, you jinxed him because he just tosses two into the opponent's hands. I mean, you're not kidding. I mean, within, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah, it was right after. It was the first play after he said it.
Let's go to the phones to Rob in Baltimore. Rob, good morning.
Good God. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, you're one of the best morning shows I've heard in a long time, fellas.
And, Rob, you're one of the best callers we've had this morning.
Keith, I see you all the time. I work game day support audio for Jays.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
But anyway, is Harbaugh's job secure if we lose again?
Well, no, it's secure for now. I think if they continue this slide as the season goes on at the end of the year, I think it would not surprise me if you saw a coaching change. Steve Bisciotti did it back in 2007 with Brian Billick after he came off a 13-3 season where they were number one seed in the playoffs. So
Steve Bisciotti
wants a win, man. And right now the Ravens are not even close to playing winning football. Strip the injuries aside from it, they're not playing smart winning football. John Harbaugh has built up a level of understanding when there are problems if you're Steve Bisciotti, because he has had a lot of success. But as we all know, coaches are in the NFL are hired to get fired.
He has a body of work
that he can lean
on for a finite amount
Absolutely.
Of time.
And so you always get mad.
That point is that we're not at that point.
I was going to say, we always get mad when we start calling for people's heads. When will you not be mad? When can we do that?
Well, I don't get mad.
Double-digit losses?
I look at the I want the fans to try to take the emotion out of how they're feeling right after the game. And look at the big picture, which we did yesterday. But Rob brings up a good point. I mean, I don't see it in the near future unless this team rolls over and plays dead, which they haven't done under John. And Chris Canty said something last year, despite the record last year, 5-11, he thought John Harbaugh did the best coaching job he's seen since he's been here in light of all the injuries and all the other things that went on. But right now, this to me is different than last year because this team is really not playing smart football at all. They're very, very sloppy. And that is who's responsible? Everybody, coaches and players.
Joe in Parkville, good morning. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, Joe?
What's up? I think one word, mentality. I don't think we have it. You look at that Steelers-Patriots game yesterday, every single play they're out there, and they wanted it. And you look at that all across the NFL, but I just don't see that in the Ravens. I don't know if it's me.
No, I'm with you. Like, and I was saying that to Millsy off
Thank
the
you,
air.
Joe.
It's just, I think it seems like they've gotten to a point where they're defeated, and they just seem like they don't want it.
Yesterday was the first time I saw that
really?
In that fourth quarter. Yeah, because the last...
This season, that's the first time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's not that they haven't wanted it, the games that they've lost. They haven't been good enough. And the loss to the... two games ago, can't remember who they played two games ago. Was it Redskins? No, who did they play last week? Oh, the Giants.
Giants.
The Giants on the road. They played their heart out, man. They just weren't good enough. The players on the field that they had, and many of them were backups, were not good enough to cover Odell Beckham and were not good enough to protect Joe Flacco. It certainly weren't good enough to protect Joe yesterday, and Joe wasn't good enough to make the throw. So it's not effort. Sometimes we confuse effort with execution. And if you don't execute, you're saying, well, they didn't want it enough. No, that's not the case at all. I thought yesterday they were beaten down in the fourth quarter because of all the circumstances that were involved and the guys that were on the offensive line.
And you'll
just
be able to
just
ask,
got handled by a better group of players in front of them.
You got handled, son.
You played yourself.
Now, the caller brings up a great point.
Yeah.
You look at the game, you look at New England. New England doesn't beat themselves, you know, consistently. You know, they will have a hiccup here and there, but you know, you don't see some of the stupid things that you see with the Ravens yesterday. A hand, you know, Zardarius Smith with a hit to the head of the quarterback, celebrating like he just made a great play. You know, that stuff is absolutely foolish football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and until you correct some of those problems, again, Alex Lewis was told last week his holding penalty on a play against the Giants, mm-hmm. where Joe Flacco kept left, and Alex Lewis has got to let his man go.
He tackled the guy.
Got to let his man go. Same thing yesterday.
Yes.
Once Terrence West gets by, you got to let your man go.
Don't pull him to the ground.
You threw him down.
You can't make it any more obvious.
Now, that's a rookie mistake, but it's a foolish mistake that's costing this team.
Brandon Williams tonight alongside Kirk McEwen.
Brandon Williams was a beast yesterday.
Dude, he had the block kick, and he had a great sack, and he said after the game, it's us versus ourselves. At this point, their biggest rival in the AFC North is the Baltimore Ravens. And I heard someone else, I can't remember who it was, it might have been Jeff Zrebic, who put it real well, saying a mediocre team, which right now this team is, can't afford to make the mistakes that they make. A mediocre team can trudge along above 500 if they have the fundamentals down. But like Scott said, if you're man-to-man, you tackle and you kick that holding penalty and you run back a nice 50-yard run like that, that's a fundamental.
Yeah, Tavon Young had to play sniffed out on that third down and seven play where the receiver kept the drive alive, and then they went for it and they scored a touchdown right after that. That is fundamentally poor football.
Mike in Parkville, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, morning.
Hey, listen, we are like a play or two away from each game from pulling it out. It could be 5-2, 6-1. Listen, last week
could also be on 6.
I know, but last week at the Giants, Jimmy Smith went out. Odell was pretty much shut down. You lose Jimmy, they go off on us. Injuries are killing us.
Yeah.
And the fans, I think they suck. I don't think they really know football. They're just emotionally, we lost. Everybody sucks. Get rid of the coach and everybody else. It's like, come on, man. Let's not get rid of other good people. You want to get rid of the coach? I think he's amazing. I think he's brought us through a whole lot of things that are great.
Well, Mike, let me ask you.
He's a great man.
Let me ask you, seriously, at what point would your mind change about that? What would it take for you, Mike in Parkville, to say, you know what, I take a step back from what I said. Maybe we do need, not cut, but bench Flacco, and maybe we need a change of coaching. Is there a point down the line where you could see that be the case?
Yeah, I could see that be the case when Steve Smith's back healthy. We have a good front line, and Joe's protected. And he's getting the protection and not making the plays. I would say, okay.
Gotcha. If he had more tools at his disposal. Thank you for the call.
That's a very intelligent perspective. And anyone that does not think in the NFL that multiple injuries does not play a factor in the quality of your play is not watching the game.
That's why they're
not watching
around
the league.
Second stringers.
That's
because
exactly
they're not
right.
good enough as the guy in front of them. They're not as good. So inherently, there's just going to be a talent drop.
Yeah, there's no question about that. That's not me, the homer, talking. That's just reality of the NFL, man. That's the reality of pro sports. You had $60 million of salary on the bench yesterday. And granted, your backups have got to go out and
you got a handful of Pro Bowlers gone.
Be more efficient than they were yesterday.
Keith Mills, you know. 7 o'clock, we'll get back in. Thank you for the extra time. We're also going to talk to Jared Johnson out of 7 o'clock news into Sports I-95. We'll try and make sense of it himself.